We go to the Rivertown Hotline and welcome in TSN's Darren Dreger. Darren, it seems like this question's brought up just about every single Stanley Cup playoff. Once you get in the first round and you get deep and these series just take on incredible personalities, when's the last time you've seen a first round like this? Because we may end up seeing five game sevens. I mean, it's possible.
I know, it's been crazy, hasn't it? But wildly entertaining for all of us who are hockey fans. And, that is the bottom line. That's why we're in the business. But what's most unnerving, I got to believe, if you're associated with any team, and I've talked to a few scouts and executives traveling with their teams, is you never know when a lead is safe enough. And, you look at some of the come-from-behind victories that we've seen, the high-scoring games that we've enjoyed, all of that. And as hockey fans, we can't get enough of it. But if you're involved at the team level, you're sitting there going, wow, three-goal, four-goal leads aren't safe anymore. And that can be incredibly taxing on certain individuals in certain positions. But as I said, we're all enjoying the ride.
I look at goaltending across the playoffs right now, and I see Roberto Luongo. I mean, he might be a mental midget right now, Darren. Who knows what's going on between his ears? Tim Thomas, another Vezina finalist, he's given up a ton of goals as well. And you kind of wonder what's going on with those guys. But then in the Pens-Bolt series, you have Marc-Andre Fleury, who seems to forget a game as soon as that game has happened. How do you think he's going to be in between the pipes compared to that of Roberto Luongo and Tim Thomas?
Well, what we know is what we see in the history and the tradition that is Marc-Andre Fleury with the Pittsburgh Penguins and his ability to be that big game goaltender. Have we seen that yet from Roberto Luongo? We haven't in the National Hockey League. And until he gets over the hump and leads his team to a Stanley Cup final or to a Stanley Cup championship, unfortunately for Roberto, there's always going to be those who question his ability to do that. So I don't doubt Marc-Andre Fleury for a second. I think that his next game here is going to be arguably his best of this series versus Tampa Bay, but I'm not as confident in saying that in Roberto Luongo. Is Roberto Luongo capable of shutting things down, shutting the Chicago Blackhawks porous offense down? Absolutely, he's capable of that. But when you look at some of the flaws in his game and the possibility that he may have been injured early in the series, it's easy to question Roberto Luongo going into that game seven and whether or not Alain Vigneault will start him.
Talking to TSN's Darren Dreger here on Seibel, Starkey and Miller. And Darren, how about the Mike Richards hit on Tim Connolly? Richards will be available for game seven, won't be suspended. Your take?
Well, I didn't like the hit. I don't know that it required supplemental discipline, but I touched on this on TSN.ca last week. I think the National Hockey League and the message it should go out to the officials is to call the major penalties. And don't be afraid to call the major penalties because, as we all know, players are less worried about supplemental discipline than they are worried about what's going on in the moment. And if you take a player like Mike Richards off the ice on a five-minute major penalty, that's really damning him because of the impact that may have on obviously the outcome of that game, but more specifically on his teammates. And I don't know that the league calls it enough. For me, it was borderline between minor and major. As I said, I didn't believe that it was suspension worthy, but it's one of those questionable hits. And almost every single game thus far in round one, we've had a hit similar to that, or at least a hit where we're having this conversation questioning whether or not Colin Campbell should get involved.
The road teams, Darren, have done phenomenally well here in the first round. I think they were something like 9 or 10 games above 500, stuff we've never seen before. How do you explain it?
Well, it's tough to explain, and I don't have the statistics in front of me to support what I'm going to say. All I can tell you is the philosophy of the road team in the first period especially. Those teams are teams who want to strike early. Why? Because they want to take the crowd out of the play and get the home team back on their heels. And, I think in most of the series where that's happened, that's been a successful tactic. So there's a push in the road team. They want to generate the pace. They want to establish their game very early on. And I think a lot of the road teams to date have been successful in that.
Darren Dreger with Seibel, Starkey and Miller. Darren, in past years, the first goal's always been the most important, but in so many of these series, yeah, it's the fourth goal, because you've had 3-0 games and 2-0 games, and all of a sudden the other team comes back. It's amazing. But in the Pens Lightning series, whoever scored the first goal has gone on to win the game. So far, that's 5-for-5. A lot of conversation around here that perhaps Derek Englund ought to be put in the lineup and take Matt Niskanen out. Maybe Eric Tangrady in, and who knows, Mark Letestu or Chris Connor out. What would you do if you're Dan Bylsma?
Well, and then those are the type of things that we talk about going into a game like tonight, because, you know, you remember the last game and how the Pittsburgh Penguins just seemingly engaged in a track meet with the Tampa Bay Lightning. You can't do that. You can't do that because, you know, when you've got a team that has significant injury and you've learned to play the game differently because of that, you have to go back to what makes you successful and why you're in the place that you're in. And Dan Bylsma deserves a ton of credit. The coaching staff deserves a ton of credit for rejigging and building a pretty simplistic Pittsburgh Penguins game. That's the way it has to be. And so if they're going to try and engage in that type of goal swap with Tampa Bay, chances are they're going to lose the series. So I'm sure the message from Dan Bylsma tonight will be, let's focus on a straight line attack. Don't do anything fancy. Get lots of traffic in front of the goal and just, you know, work on the second and third chances and not get outworked in the process.
Darren, one team that managed to avoid drama so far, probably much to the delight of its fan base, is the Washington Capitals, who suddenly feel like they can win close games. Are you believing in the Capitals this season? Is this their year? Are you believing in their goaltending?
You're asking a lot of loaded questions there, and I don't know that I entirely believe in the Washington Capitals yet, because they've got to show me something. And you know, I look at that New York Rangers team. That team, too, had you know, issues with all kinds of injuries. You know, it's still pretty much a youthful team. And they were just, frankly, out of gas. But you do have to give credit where credit is due. And Bruce Boudreau and the Washington Capitals deserve a lot of credit, you know, because of the defensive details that they've worked on over the course of the season. Big-time growing pains for Nick Backstrom, for Alex Ovechkin, for some of the star players of the Capitals who are just used to kicking the gate open and doing what they do out there offensively. So they've bought in. And I think as the series wore on with the Rangers, I started to admire their approach more and more, and the fact that clearly those players have bought in. So I'm not quite believing what the Caps are selling yet, but if they get through round two, and Michael Neuwirth is a big part of the reason why they're going to the Eastern Conference Final, then I'll be willing to publicly say, yeah, I'm a believer.
All right, Darren, so you're not buying. Perhaps you're just leasing.
Yes, perhaps. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm stalling. I'm riding on the fence like no one's business right now.
Leasing with an option to buy. Darren Dreger from TSN. It's always great talking to you, Darren.
All right, guys. Talk soon.